I'd like my young friends to come forward, please. Oh, you're here already. Come, get up here. Come on up here. That's all right. Get up here. All right. I want to show you, well, first of all, let me tell you what today is. Today is a special day. Every Sunday is actually special. But today is called Stewardship Sunday. Do you know what a steward is? You ever hear the word steward? Steward is someone who looks after somebody else's property. Someone who cares while the owner of something is away. It's the steward who watches over it, who manages it, who makes sure that everything is running well. You know, but it doesn't belong to the steward, it still belongs to the owner. So the steward is just the manager. Do you know we are called stewards on this earth? That means that we look after the things that belong to God. Everything we do, everything we have belongs to God. But he entrusts us. He says, I want you guys to look after my things and to use it wisely and properly because, remember, I still own everything. I even own you. You know, so conduct yourself wisely. So we're stewards, okay? Now, in order to share with you on a deeper level, a better level, what it means to be a steward, I've got something I want to show you. I've got something in here. Now, what do we have here? Potatoes, right? You guys like potatoes? You like them raw? If I give you one, will you eat one right now? Raw? You don't know what you're asking. I love potatoes. You know, how do you like your potatoes? Do you like them mashed? Do you like them French fried? No, you like them with a lot of butter and some sour cream, or you like them plain? How do you like them?
Mashed.
Mashed. All right, you're a mashed person too, just like me. How do you like your potatoes? French fries?
Yeah.
Okay, he likes French fries. All right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of these. I'm going to lay them out here. I know everybody can't see, but I'm going to take them out, take a couple of them out, and lay them out. Now, let me ask you something. Did I grow these potatoes? What was the first clue that I didn't grow them?
Because they're in a bag.
Yeah, you got it, because they're in a bag. They're in a bag. So I didn't grow them. I didn't plant them in the ground. I didn't add water. I didn't give sunlight. I didn't provide the soil. But you know who did? God did. God's the great farmer. God's the great agriculturalist. God is the great. What we do is we consume it. We eat it all. All I have to do is go into a store, lay down some money on a counter, and walk out with a bag of potatoes. But now, if God owns everything, right, do you think he owns all these potatoes too? He does, doesn't he? Well, how much do you think we, if all these belong to God, how much of these are ours?
They're
all God's, right?
They're all God's.
Good, they're all God's. All right. Well, let me show you now. I want us to be wise managers, wise stewards, all right? We're watching over the stuff for God, right? So now, in the Old Testament, they had a law which said, if you have one-tenth of everything belongs to God. One-tenth. So if you have 10 things, all 10 of them belong to God, but one we give whole back in special just to use to praise God with. Now we've got a bunch of potatoes here, and we're gonna give God back some of his own stuff, okay? So let me take a few of these back, because the Bible says one-tenth belongs to the Lord. So we're left with how many potatoes now after this whole bag? There's what? How many is right here?
One.
One. There's only one potato left here, isn't there? So we started out with a big bag of potatoes, 5 pounds of potatoes. We took these for ourselves, and we said we're going to give back some to God, right? And to give it back to God means we're going to use it for God. We're going to cook it up and give it to somebody who's hungry, give it up to somebody who doesn't have any food, perhaps. So we have one here, right? We're going to give this back to God. But now we say to ourselves, you know what? God doesn't have a bigger appetite than we have. I might be particularly hungry because I didn't eat that well last night. So we're going to cut it up a little bit and maybe give them a little bit less. So we cut that thing. And now we have this, right? Right, it's getting a little smaller all the time, isn't it? But then we say to ourselves, we're going to have company coming over. So we're going to need a little bit more potatoes. So we see something that's called what?
Yeah.
You see that's called an eye? An eye. You see, that's a bad part. In fact, you can look, you can see it's a little bad right there. We're going to cut that out. But you know, instead of giving this to God, you know what we're going to give? We're going to give God the eye. We'll say, that's okay. God's not going to miss a part of a potato, right? And so what we do is we offer God the worst part of one little, measly, skinny potato. And here we have a whole bag, and we give God one tiny, and we give him the bad stuff. You know, that's like a lot of us. We shortchange God. You know, we aren't generous with God or with one another because we're selfish. We tend to get very greedy. And so stewardship is a way of reminding us that everything we have, even our potatoes, belong to God. And that we are the best stewards when we use them right, when we share them with people who don't have anything. Right? Okay, you ready to pray? Let's all hold hands. Go ahead, take the hand right next to you. There's a hand right next to you. Take the other one. There you go. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for being such a generous God. A God who knows what we need even before we ask and is busy making provisions for us. Thank you for the way you watch over us from the time we go to bed to the time we wake up and all the hours in between. But we love you and we never forget that we are stewards and that we do not own these things, that we are asked to look over them, to protect them, and to use them wisely for the benefit of your kingdom. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.